Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Fiona from Chicks Talking Footy. Joe Hurst is from the Human Rights Law Centre, and want to have a little chat about protecting trans and gender diverse students and teachers and some of the work the centre is doing there. Good morning, Joe.
Oh, good morning. I'm not actually from the Human Rights Law Centre.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm a parent of a trans child, yes. And I've been working with them to try and help improve the rights of our trans and gender diverse children within our schools.
Yeah, my apologies. I got that wrong.
That's okay.
So this is an issue that some of us are actually surprised about, aren't we? That we should even be having this discussion. I mean, it's a pretty I don't understand why. You know, the whole term from the Prime Minister, gender whisperers, and everything that's gone on since then, religious freedoms, and I mean, from your perspective, Joe, this is, to use a political term, this is not ideal, is it?
No. Well, I guess that people with LGBTI children and LGBTI teachers have known for a long time that religious schools can discriminate against teachers and children, but the wider community wasn't aware. So what's happened is with people knowing about this Ruddock Review is now that the wider community is aware, and they're actually quite horrified, which is great that people are aware and that they are horrified. I think that's actually been a really, really fantastic thing for our children, because no one likes to think about any child being discriminated against. So if we can do something to change those laws, I think it would be a really great opportunity.
I mean, it's one of the... No, sorry, go, Fiona.
Joey, it's Fiona here. I noticed that you've appointed yourself as Scott Morrison's personal gender whisperer. Have you heard back from him?
I haven't. I'm still waiting. I'm here to have a cuppa anytime he's ready.
Perhaps you should have waited at the bottom of the Harbour Bridge.
Well, I'm ready to go to Canberra any time. Yeah, not a bad idea. I did actually, after he did the Gender Whisperers tweet, I started tweeting him a book a day recommending wonderful book can help kids be kids, because I think his tweet was, let kids be kids, no gender whisperers in our schools. So I said, right, I'm your personal gender whisperer now, Scott. Here's a great book you can read every day. And it's a fantastic list of books there if you want to go and have a look at it. Some from professional educators who are experts on transgender people in education. Some are great picture books. Some are written by some fantastic trans people. Lots of great books he could read. And all we want to do is really let kids be kids, because you only get one childhood.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think, you know, in one way we can be happy that he has said, look, we are going to actually ban schools from discriminating against LGBTIQ students. He wants to leave teachers for a later discussion, which says to me, yeah, well, we know there that, okay, we can't really nail the kids to the wall, but tell you what, we're going to fix those teachers.
Don't want them influencing the kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is really important that no child should be discriminated against. But it was very, very sad for a teacher to have to choose between their faith and their work as well. Because I think, as someone famously said last week, you don't teach gay maths.
No.
So, I mean, you may not choose an LGBTI teacher in your school to teach religion, perhaps, but... For example, I think people are misunderstanding the role of what a teacher actually does. in a high school especially, or even in a primary school, they're there to teach math, they're there to teach English. They're not talking about religious issues. So who they are as a person doesn't really come into their everyday school life. And we have a lot of LGBT people in our community who are also people of faith, and it's part of their identity just as much as their sexuality or their gender identity is as well.
So if you had the opportunity to speak face-to-face to the Prime Minister for a few minutes, what points would you make, Jo?
Well, I think I'd be talking about I'd probably tell him some stories about some of our families who have had to choose between the safety of their children and educating their children in the school of their choice, which is a school of their faith. And that's been a really sad choice for some of those parents. We have parents who've had to send their children to a government school where they can be supported and included, whereas they'd rather have sent their child to a school where they could be brought up in their own faith because they know that child could be discriminated against there and the supports aren't available. And it's been a really difficult choice for those families. We've had children who have had to leave some of those faith-based schools and leave their friends and siblings behind and go to another school to be supported, which is really sad. But we also have some independent religious schools which are doing a fabulous job of supporting our kids. So we know it's really possible. I think the vast majority really, really want to help and support our kids. And I think the vast majority are actually quite comfortable employing LGBT teachers. And I think that society in general is really comfortable with changing those laws. I'd like to see the government reflect that.
Actually, Jo, we were talking earlier in the show about the message that's going out at the moment about kids being expelled. I mean, even just the fact that it's being debated can be damaging. I have a young child as well, and I was just wondering how you've gone about protecting your kids from that message that's going around in the media.
It's very, very damaging. For example, I've got a 10-year-old trans child, and it's very, very hard to protect him from when parents talk about what's going on in the media, they talk about social media, and that does filter down to the children.
Yeah.
It's down to the playground and down the classroom. So our children inevitably get those messages, which is really, really damaging. I think last year during the plebiscite was when my own son found out about what transphobia was. I'd managed to hide it from him up to that point, but when the gender fairy ad went on television and the no was written in the sky during lunch hour was when my child learned about transphobia and homophobia, which was incredibly and still is incredibly damaging. So I am now having to protect him again from another damaging discussion that we are having so unnecessarily.
Jo, appreciate your work, appreciate your courage. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hopefully you do get to speak with the Prime Minister, even if it's only digitally. Fingers crossed. And again,
thank you.
Thank you for your work, and thank you for your really good work on this issue.
Thank you for having me.
A pleasure.
Thanks, Jo.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.